The today is Mother's Day that celebrates and honors the gift of motherhood, a beautiful and challenging role. As we reflect on this special day, I invite you to consider the wisdom and love of God as revealed in we just read and heard today. In Acts, we learn that God is the creator of all things and has made us in His image. The Apostle Paul, standing before the Areopagus in Athens, speaks to a group of people who worship many gods yet are still seeking to know the truth about the one true God. Paul uses their own religious language to introduce them to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is the source of all life and all things. He emphasizes that this God is not an object of human invention or manipulation, but rather the one who made us, sustained us, giving us purpose and direction in life. Mothers, like God, have the gift of bringing life into the world and nurturing it. They, too, can inspire us and give us direction. In doing so, they reflect God's love and care for us. We can look at a mother's love and devotion and see the love and devotion of God. In John, Jesus reminds us that obedience to God's commandments is the key to receiving His love and the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will always be with us. And He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to be with you forever." The Holy Spirit is the comforter and helper who gives us strength and guidance even in difficult times. Mothers, too, guide us and teach us to follow the right path. They show us love by teaching us to obey and follow the rules even when it is not easy to do so. They remind us of the importance of doing the right things and being faithful to the values instilled in us. And when we stray from the path, they pick us up and set us straight again. As we celebrate this special day, let us remember the words of Paul in Acts and the teaching of Jesus in John. Let us honor the gift of motherhood, recognizing the sacrifice and love that mothers give their children. And let us honor our Heavenly Father, who created us and loves us unconditionally. Through the love of God, we are blessed with the gift of life and the gift of love. And through mother's love, we are blessed with nurture and guidance. As we honor mothers today, let us also remember those who may find this day difficult, such as those who have lost their mothers, those who long to become mothers but are unable to be what they want to be, and those who have a difficult relationship with their mothers. Let us extend love and compassion to all as we celebrate the gift of motherhood and the love of God. My brothers and sisters in Endeavor Hills United Church, let us give thanks for the gift of motherhood and the love of God. Let us honor the wisdom and love of God as revealed in Acts 17, 20-31 and John 14, 15-21, and celebrate the many ways that mothers reflect the love of God in their lives. Today, as we know, we have a baptism service for baby Lucas sleeping now. That's your turn soon. He has images of his father and mother, and even God as a creation of God. I want Lucas to remember the love of his father and mother and God when he looks back on himself during his life. It is because Lucas is a loved creation made by the image of God, our Father and Mother. May we always remember the important role that mothers play in our lives and be grateful for their love and devotion. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, on this special day, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the mothers in our lives who reflect your love and care in so many ways. We thank you for the wisdom and love revealed in the scriptures we read and heard today, and for the guidance and comfort of the Holy Spirit. May we honor our mothers and all who have nurtured and guided us, and may we always seek to follow your commandments. Bless all mothers today and grant them strength and wisdom as they continue to love and care for their children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.